Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
I received one of your information, and I have a reservation code.
Perfect. Give me 1 second. Pulling up my screen. Can you start with your 16-digit reservation code for me?
Sure. It's 2411.
Mm-hmm.
2001.
Mm-hmm.
0056. 4325.
4325. Perfect. Give me 1 minute while this loads. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Good, good. And who am I speaking to today?
You are speaking with Mizrak Assefa.
Perfect. And Mizrak, we've actually had switched to a new phone system, dropping some calls. What's a good number to give you a call back just in case this call just get dropped?
617-784-8569.
Perfect. One moment. All right, so I pulled up your file here, and what we're going to do is just kind of confirm some things about the business, just as protocol, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have and point you in the right direction. Can I first start out with the name of the business, the legal name?
Addis Red Sea, Ethiopian Corp or Restaurant.
And is that the DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you tell me the structure of the business? Is it a C-Corp or an S-Corp? LLC?
I believe it's C-Corp.
Perfect. Perfect. And the time in business?
29 years.
Okay, so you've been around for a while. That's nice. And can you confirm the address real quick for me?
Sure, it's 544 Tremont Street in Boston, Massachusetts, 02116.
Perfect. And Mizrak, are you the 100% owner of this restaurant, or what is the equity?
At this time I am, yes. Yes, originally it was me, my husband. My husband passed away a few years ago, so.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but so you've all the equity in the company now? Restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we do have a lot of different programs here at the bank, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what your goals are, what you're looking to do, and I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Okay, so the restaurant has been here for a long time, so lately some of my equipment needs to be changed, as well as we need some working capital. And we need to do some promotion because things have been changed demographically in the area. So some people moved out, some people, new people are there, so they don't know we are here unless they are passing by. So we needed to do some ad. I haven't done that for a couple of years, so that's not good.
Okay, okay. So what we're going to do, because they're two separate programs or types of programs, first let's handle the equipment. So tell me a little bit more of the type of equipment you're looking to update, and a little bit more about that.
Dishwasher. I need to get a new one, actually, because it's costing a lot of money to fix it. And I have a food warmer that's really getting old, which is a good one, but getting really old. So some of it is working, some of them is not. It's a big one.
Okay.
I think those are the immediate ones that I needed to do. Beside, you know, painting and carpet change and stuff like that, that can wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other equipment as far as, you know, you're looking at grills, hoods, vents, anything like that additionally?
Additional cooking stove is needed. I have only one right now because we just threw out the old one.
Okay. When did you throw out the old one?
About maybe 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks? Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty recently. So I'd say that's pretty immediate need as well.
Yeah.
All right. And Mizrak, do you have any quotes or a vendor specifically that you're thinking of looking to get all of these at once from one person or shopping around for them?
Not really. I mean, there's a place where my husband used to go, and he was the one who did with it. So there was a place that he goes and buy those stuff, but I'm not sure where.
Okay. Well, you know, we can still continue. Do you have any kind of estimate on the pricing of any of these? Like, what are you thinking on spending on the dishwasher, the food warmer, the stove? Any kind of reference point?
I think those three items are kind of, I would say, between 10,000 to 15,000.
Okay. Not bad. And anything else as far as equipment, you know, POS systems, anything like that?
No, that's working.
Okay, so now we'll change direction here. We'll pivot over to the working capital. So you said the primary, what's the primary use of it? It's going to be the advertising or?
Advertising, yes.
Is there anything else that you're looking to, you know, would you use it for any sort of payroll? Do you want to do any renovations? This can be used for, like, carpeting, painting, things like that as well?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Do you have a specific figure in mind as far as what you'd like to try and bring on here for working capital?
Working capital, I could use about 20,000-25,000. Because I forgot also